you make your songs out of clay? You carry the dust on your hands and your face. You never quite brushed it away. You were trying to chisel a perfect truth when the instrument broke in your hand. And you sit alone on the greenhouse roof with the shoes full of sand. The golden rays of the sun divide at the feet of the wind and the rain, and my gaze is far away again. Oh, I know that you're a sailor, she said. You came too close to the shore. And like any shipwrecked sailor, you just live by an empty door. And when evening sails in the masts of the trees, your feet seem to slip on the ground. You long for the little ship in which you can safely drown. The golden rays of the sun divide at the feet of the wind and the rain, and my gaze is far away again. Oh, I know that you're an outlaw, she said. You robbed both the rich and the poor. Now you seek my bed as your sanctuary, yet you keep one eye on the door. And you press my hand in the dead of the night, saying I can heal all your wounds. In the morning your eyes just look hunted again. You'll be leaving soon. Golden rays of the sun divide at the feet of the wind and the rain, and my gaze is far away again. You're an artist, she said, and you carve your songs out of clay. You carry the dust on your hands and your face. You can never quite brush it away. And you work with your back to a naked flame while the light is beginning to fade. And the windows are liquid, the sky is alive, and the night is jade. The golden rays of the sun divide at the feet of the wind and the rain, and my gaze is far away again. The mounds of the waves explode at the feet of the wind and the rain, and my gaze, I'm at your door again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd say one thing to you before I go any further, and that is that I'm having a little trouble tonight. I've got to tell you this because otherwise you'll wonder. Showing the word esh, saying the word s like that, because for some unknown reason I've got, I don't know if you know what an ulcer is, but on my tongue I've got an ulcer, and every time I say it's like that, it presses against the tooth and it hurts. So I'm tending to show all my issues like this, and talk like this, because it's less painful. And I think it may be coming across a little bit like this, but there's not very much I can do about it, because although my mind wants to say S, my tongue wants to say Esh, for the sake of self-preservation. Preservation, you know. Having explained that, I'll sing a song called In Brooklyn, actually, this one. See, my mother's here tonight. She stepped on my instep. I could show you New York with a walk between 4th Street and 9. Then out of her coat she took 19 harmonicas and sat down to play on a doorstep, saying, come back to my place, I'll show you the stars and the signs. I followed her into the blackland, where the window frames peel and flake, and the old Jewish face behind the lace peeping out, trying to get to see what's cooking. Just John the Baptist in the park, getting laid, thinking that no one's looking. Oh, and it's 80 degrees, and I'm down on my knees in Brooklyn. Her house was a dusty collection of rusty confusion, with landings and tunnels and leaning bookcases and aces and faces and things. We're 25 Puerto Ricans, Manhattan Mohicans, and Jewish Italian pawnbrokers lead their theatrical lives in their rooms in the wings. And outside in the blacklands, the violent day swings wild. The black and white minstrels run through the crazy alleys while the cops go booking. And the ruthless, toothless agents sneak around, and there's no one looking. Oh, and it's 80 degrees, and I'm down on my knees in Brooklyn. And oh, I'm back in your city again. You can't tell by the smell of hamburger stands in the rain. She spoke of astrology while mumbling apologies for coffee that tasted of hot dogs. I said that's okay, mine was tea anyway, and just grand. She lay on the bed while the rain radio fed us with records and adverts for cat food. And I looked at her holding my thoughts in the palm of my hand. And outside in the blacklands, the violent day goes wild. And the bums in the street begging money for one last drink, hanging around the liquor stores trying to get a fortune. Girl from Pittsburgh and I made love on a mattress with the new moon looking. And in the cool evening breeze, I was down on my knees in Brooklyn. Quiet song about a city in England called Bristol, and I'm told that this is the only good place to play in Sweden in terms of folk clubs, which seems a little bit of a shame really, but in England probably every town or city has got three or four folk clubs, and there was one until it closed down in Bristol which was very good indeed, called the Troubadour. And one day I went there in a rainstorm, and just like wandering around Clifton, which is where the folk club was and where the university is, just sort of wandering around in the rain, sort of looking at the people, I got the idea to do this song, which is very quiet and very gentle. It's just called Clifton in the Rain. It goes like this. Bouncing on the noses of the people from the train. A flock of salty ears sparkled in the traffic light. Feet squelched soggy leaves across the grain. I took my love to Clifton in the rain. All along the way, oh, wanderers in overcoats with collars on parade. Steaming in the night, the listeners in the troubadour, the guitar playing your weaves a willow strain. I took my love to Clifton in the rain. Wondered if you really felt that way. Do you ever fear the images of Hollywood? Have you felt a shadow of its pain? I thought of you in Clifton in the rain. When I took my love to Clifton in the rain. Mm-hmm. I do. Now this song is really, this is for you, I think, probably. The song is called Post-World War II Blues, and it's all about anybody born after the end of the last World War, which is really just post-war babies everywhere, wherever they might be. And this concerns a whole lot of rock and roll stars and politicians and people that have had some kind of an influence on our lives, really, since the end of the last war. Because it was written in England, most of the people that come into it are either English or American. The people like Aaron Bevin, he was a Labour politician, socialist politician in England in the late 40s and early 50s. And Harold Macmillan was Prime Minister of England in the late 50s, early 60s. And Christine Keeler, I don't know if she's known over here, but she was a rock and roll star that caused the demise of a government. There's Buddy Holly, he was a folk singer, a marvellous one too. He must be because his songs are still being sung. There's Jimi Hendrix, he was a guitar player. And Winston Churchill was a round man who smoked cigars. And Sergeant Pepper was a mythical figure that launched a revolution that never really got off the ground. All these things are things that in some way or another have affected my life and the lives of a whole generation. And it was with this in mind that I wrote this song, really, which is just full of people and events and things that have happened to post-war babies, wherever they may be. So that's post-World War II blues. In a small Scots town, I was 3 years old when we moved down south. Hard times written in my mother's looks, with a widow's pension into ration books. An Aaron Bevin took the miner's course to the House of Commons in his coal dust voice. We were locked up safe from the snow, with life with the lions on the radio. Churchill said to Louis Mountbatten, I just can't stand to see you today. How could you have gone and given India away? Mountbatten frowned, said, what can I say? Some of these things slip through your hands. No good talking or making plans. But Churchill flapped his wings, said, I don't really care to discuss these things. But oh, every time I look at you, I feel so low, I don't know what to do. Well, every day just seems to bring bad news. Leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. '59 was a very strange time, a bad year for labor, a good year for wine. Uncle Ike was our American pal, nobody talked about the Suez Canal. I can remember the last time I cried, the day that Buddy Holly died. I never met him, though it may seem strange, some people just affect you that way. And all, and all it was good, there even seemed to be an optimistic mood. GW3 sat and laughed at it all, and nobody noticed the cracks in the wall. And one day Macmillan, coming downstairs, a voice in the dark caught him unawares. It was Christine Keeler, blowing him a kiss. He said, I never believed it could happen like this. But oh, every time I look at you, I feel so low, I don't know what to do. Well, every day just seems to bring bad news. Leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. To London when I was 19, with a corduroy jacket and a head full of dreams. In coffee bars I spend my nights reading Allen Ginsberg talking civil rights. On the day Robert Kennedy got shot down, the world was wearing a deeper frown. Though I knew that we'd lost a friend, I always believed we could win in the end. Music was the scenery, Jimi Hendrix played loud and free. Sergeant Pepper was real to me. Songs and poems were all you needed. Which way did the 60s go? Now Ramona's in Desolation Row. And where I'm going I hardly know. It surely wasn't like this before. But oh, every time I look at you. I feel so low, I don't know what to do. Well, every day just seems to bring bad news. Leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. Oh, every time I look around, I feel so low, my head seems underground. Well, every day just seems to bring bad news. Leaves me here with the post-World War II blues. Thank you very much. I think the time has come to play a guitar instrumental piece, and so I'll do that right now. Just, oh, hello. Just before I came here, I was listening on a tape recorder to the, a recording I'd made in 1969 or something of this that someone had recorded in a club, so I think I'll play this one. It's called The Room of Roots, this one. Thank you. Warren Harding, he was the president of America in 1920 until 1923, and he was, according to the American Embassy in London, he was the worst president that America has ever had. And during his time, bootlegging really got off the ground because liquor was illegal in America. It came in, prohibition came in with the first war, and it stayed afterwards. And Warren Harding really went into a kind of a decline and fall because he was unable to cope with the job of administrating America. And while the president and while the powers that be were in a state of corruption and collapse, the immigrant bootleggers were in a state of, they were going up and up all the time. Al Capone was beginning to get around a little bit, and lots of Italians and Sicilians and people like that were forming into organizations which have subsequently made a lot of money in the movies, like the Mafia. And this song is called The Immigrant and the President, and it contrasts the decline and fall of the so-called power in the land of the president with the rise of the humblest and poorest of the immigrant population involved in bootlegging illegal liquor. Like Swedish beer. Europe behind, heading out for a new state of mind. New York town is calling to me. Dollar a day from the company, Warren Gamaliel Harding. Alone in the White House, watching the sun come up on the morning of 1921. I just want someone to talk to, to talk to, to talk to. No shoes upon my feet, I've been all day with nothing to eat. It sure gets hot down here in the street, but I know where I'm gonna be. Warren Gamaliel Harding, playing cards in a smoke-filled room, winning and losing, filling the time. I just want someone to talk to, to talk to, to talk to. Don't go down to the docks tonight. The cops are nosing around for the sight. We'll move the booze just before daylight. They won't find it now, it'll be your right. Warren Gamaliel Harding, in Alaska, running out of days, winning and losing. God moves in strange ways. I just want someone to talk to, to talk to, to talk to. Don't leave me here on such a lonely day. Don't leave me here on such a lonely day. Don't leave me here on such a lonely day. Warren Gamaliel Harding. Thanks a lot. I'll do one more number actually in the first half because this one's quite long, and I'll reach you on guitar. This song is called Nostradamus, and Nostradamus was a prophet who foresaw a great many things. Some 300 prophecies which he has made have come true. In his own lifetime, he was an intimate of the court of Catherine de' Medici, and he told her that her husband, King Henry of France, would die from a jousting wound in the eye. This came to pass, as did his prediction about a page in her court becoming a future king of France in spite of her brood of children. This again came true. He foresaw the Great Fire of London, he foresaw the death of King Charles, executed by Parliament, and a great many events shortly after his death. Even in his own lifetime, he was excommunicated by the Roman Catholic Church because they believed him to be a heretic. And for a long time, in fact, right up until the present day, I think his works have been banned in Roman Catholic countries. But really what affects us are his prophecies of three great antichrists, and he foresaw them as these. The first one, to be an emperor of France, born near Italy. And he said this man's name would be Napoleon, N-A-P-A-U-L-O-R-O-N, Napoleon, which is not quite Napoleon, but if you're guessing from 300 years before, it's not bad. And he said this man would be an emperor of France, born near Italy, and his rule would cost his empire dear. He goes on to be more accurate about the second Antichrist. He names him as a captain of Greater Germany, born... this child of Germany will observe no law, and his rise and fall will be bloody indeed, to quote Nostradamus. And Nostradamus names this man as Hister, which is, again, not quite right, but again, it's not bad, and this is from 400 years before. But where he really gets good is on the last Antichrist, because he gives a whole lot of signs for the coming of what he considers to be the last and greatest of the Antichrists. And the signs are these. In the new lands of America, of course occupied by Red Indians in his own day, but he foresees this. In the new lands of America, three brothers will come to power. Now, all three of these brothers will die a violent death, but only two will achieve supreme power. And the last of these brothers will sign a pact uniting the lands of the north. And under this pact, a great wall will fall which divides a great city. And at the time of this pact, a pope named Paul will die within 3 leagues of the city of Rome. And shortly after the death of this pope, an antichrist will come in the east who declares a premature war against this alliance in the north. Now, this antichrist will be a dark young man. This is the description we have of him. And he will wage a war which lasts 27 years. And it's a long and slow escalation leading to a fearful climax in which two parts out of three of the world fail. Now, in this final climax, the cities of the north are destroyed by globules of living fire. And most of the people don't perish, in fact, from these globules of living fire. They perish from a pestilence that falls in the rain afterwards. Now, all this was written in 1555, and you can probably make parallels with the events that are happening around you today. It seemed worthwhile writing a song about it. And what I've done, basically, is just to put as many of the prophecies as I can, almost word for word, into this song. The song is just called Nostradamus.
The play
game. Oh, I had a dream. It seemed I stood alone. And the veil of all the years goes sinking from my eyes like a stone. She'll fall and put to death by the London Parliament. She'll be fire and plague to London come in the year of 623. An emperor of France shall rise, who will be born near Italy. His rule cost his empire dear, Napoleon his name shall be. From Castile to Franco come, and the government driven out shall be. An English king seeks divorce, and from his throne cast down is he. One named Hester shall become captain of greater Germany. No law does this man observe, and bloody his rise and fall shall be. Your time is sand, you weigh the leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me. Man, your time is sand, you weigh the leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me. of America, three brothers now shall come to power. Two alone are born to rule, but all must die before there are three great men, yet brothers not. Make the North united stand. Its power be seen to grow, and fear possess the eastern land. From the gates of Rome, a pope named Paul is doomed to die. A great wall divides the city, and at this time is cast aside. These are the signs I bring to you to show you when the time is mine. My man, your time is signed, your way is the leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me. Man, your time is signed, your way is the leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me. Lodged in his brain, he must have died instantly. He felt no pain. Crowd quickly gathered to the feast of the gun, waiting for the ambulance and cops to come. Sirens wail in the concrete. Electric Los Angeles. Sunset, the sunset, the sunset. Oh. Headlight lit the faces by the tabernacle door, gazing at the bloodstains on the damp sidewalk. As the crowd turned to go, all man was heard to say, he must have had it coming to him anyway. The blood wagon rolls through the dragnet. Electric Los Angeles, sunset, sunset, the sunset. Oh. Cadillacs drift through the smoggy perfume. The buildings are choking on oxygen fumes. Evangelists praying in rented rooms in the afternoon. Which way do the signposts read? African eyes in the sunrise. The gates of the city are rusted over. Drink. of the evening decays into the night. White shadow spreads like moths against the neon light. Movie cues diffuse into a cinerama haze, while libertines reap corner scenes in street cafes. The madman swings on his parapet. Electric Los Angeles, sunset, sunset, the sunset. Oh, oh, oh. About Amsterdam. Amsterdam is a town in Czechoslovakia. Probably know of that. Made it through the customs, took the bus into town. The flat looked cold and empty, the chairs unused and dusty, few old letters and papers lying around. The Dutch people were friendly, you know they put me up and they fed me all along a tour of one night stands. All my days and all my ways are so confused to tell you right now. I'm gonna make it back to Amsterdam. You can feel fine anytime you choose to lose yourself for a while. Bottle of wine in some back street cafe. Out on the street, there is a chance for you to meet anybody you please. Taking the time to ease your blues away. Fred was a crazy driver, he took us at 100 miles an hour. Down a side street out of a traffic jam. All my days and all my ways are bound to lose. Tell you right now, I'm gonna make it back to Amsterdam. You can feel fine anytime you choose to lose yourself for a while. Bottle of wine in some back street cafe. Out on the street, there is a chance for you to meet anybody you please. Taking the time to ease your blues away. Oh, I just came back from Harlem, and the very thing I was wanting was to find some way to let you know how I felt. You can't say much in an evening if you know you're soon be leaving. Not much time to talk, and it's maybe as well. I wanted to give you something, cause I know you really helped me. I've written you a song with a small West Indian band. Though it seems someday that all my ways are bound to lose. Tell you right now, I'm gonna make it back to Amsterdam. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, Amsterdam. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. This is a song about falling in love for the first time. And it's really the simplest song which I've ever written. It's just called I'm Falling. And this song, really. It's very easy. This is, I think, probably the easiest one to understand in any language at all. It's Sunday afternoon and it's raining, I'm falling. Color sections pass for blue, an empty church, a movie queue, and I'm falling. Watching you moving around, taking the time to get a proper look. It seems as though I had never really looked at you. Get up, put the kettle on, make us some tea. I'm falling. If you got some biscuits left, please bring one for me. I'm just falling. Spending the whole day in bed, wasting our time in such a gentle way. It hardly needs to say a word, it's just okay. And already the sun has gone and it's growing dark outside. I can see your face reflected in the red electric firelight. And our shadow is an embryo that slowly comes to life. As it moves across the wall, it feels the fire of living growing stronger as it climbs to shiver in a blaze across the ceiling. And the soundless crash of the sea fills the room with the strength of the breeze. And the waves break over the beach of our bodies as you reach your fingers out to me. Why don't you take the whole of next week off work? We're falling. You can say you don't feel well, you caught a cold or something. We're just falling. We can get out of town, taking the time to let it all work out. The hourglass is turning, every second counts. I'm falling. I'm falling. I'm falling. Moving around inside a dream today, falling for you in such a special way. Thank you. Yeah? Well, so if I do that, there's not really any time left to do anything else, you know. Ah, well, thank you all for saying so. But it, you see, it takes up all the time, and I've got, it's quite old, you know. Yeah, well, Have I done Fruit Song? I haven't done that. There's a few short ones now. There's just like little short songs. Won't you come look at the sunrise, peeping up into the blue skies, it hangs like a cloak on the black hill, while the morning moves to a standstill. A slightly different version of Black Hill, and this is called Small Fruit Song. These are just two very short songs which I wrote. They're only four lines each. I was going through a period of thinking that a song should be very short and say what it wants to and then get out, you see, so. Unlike Love Chronicles. This is about two small fruit, an apple and an orange, and they meet in the middle of a fruit bowl, and they fall in love with each other. And they only live together for 15 seconds, you see, but during that time they rub their skins against each other and they really get quite passionate. And 15 seconds is a long time in the life of an apple or an orange, for that matter. So this is like a, well, sort of brief love affair. And then eventually, after 15 seconds of them just snuggling close in the middle of the fruit bowl in the middle of the table, someone comes along and eats them. That's the end of it. So this is called A Small Fruit Song. Said the apple to the orange, oh, I wanted you to come close to me and kiss me to the core. You might know me like no other orange has ever done. Thank you. It's a song I didn't write, but I like it very much. It's a song by Bob Dylan, because I like to say one song which I didn't write. Although here, I suppose, I don't really have to, but mostly traveling around Scandinavia is really quite difficult, really, because if people don't really know your songs, after about the first 30 seconds, they lose interest totally and begin banging bottles on the table and sort of like begin very loud conversations under your nose. And I found the only way to sort of win their support back is to sing songs they know. So, of course, I didn't sing songs they know. But I like this song anyway. This is called Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, and did a little bit different from the record. When you're lost in the rain and worries, and it's Easter time too. And your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there that really make a mess out of you. You see, sweet Annie, won't you please tell her thanks a lot? Why can't I move and my fingers are all tied in a knot? And I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even tell me what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English, she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind, I'm careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Oh, the authorities, oh, they just stand around and boast. How they blackmail the sergeant at arms into leaving his post. And picking up Angel, who just got in from the coast. Fine at first, but he left looking just like a ghost. Up on Housing Project Hill, you know it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither are to be what they may claim. And if you're looking to get silly, oh, you'd best go back from where you came. Cause the cops, they don't need you, and man, they expect just the same. I started out on Burgundy, but then I soon hit the hard stuff. Everybody said they'd stand quite close behind me when the game got too rough. But the joke was on me. Now there's nobody even left here to bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough. This is supposed to sound like a double bass, and it doesn't usually sound anything like a double bass, but depending on what kind of PA system we've got, it might sound more or less like one. And it's a poem written by an Edinburgh poet called Peter Morgan, and it's called My Enemies Have Sweet Voices. And it goes like this. side to the gutter, and Merlin happened by asking me, why do you lie down there bleeding? I answered him, magician, as a matter of a fact, I was jumping to conclusions, and one of them jumped back, and my enemies have sweet voices that tones are soft and kind. When I hear, my heart rejoices, I do not seem to mind. I'll do another song. This one is, again, a song which I didn't write. And this one's written by Paul Simon this time. And this is called Blessed. And every line in this song means the opposite of what it says. It starts off, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. And the meek have inherited nothing in the whole course of the world, apart from unhappiness, poverty, and misery, and starvation. And so the lines are very cynical. Blessed is the lamb whose blood floweth, giving you an image of anybody being chopped up, really, you know, and sort of, are they blessed? Well, of course, they don't really choose that kind of a way to go. Blessed is the man whose soul belongs to. Blessed are your stained glass windows, pane glass, and so on and so forth. And because all the words mean opposites, musically, it is also written in opposites, and it has chords like... chords like that, which are not really proper chords, and there it is musically opposite as well as being lyrically opposite, and so the song is quite I don't know, quite antagonistic really, because the whole song, it's almost like someone's taken it and pulled it inside out, and it all means the opposite of what it's supposed to. And this seems quite a good one to finish up on, so I will. And insofar as it is possible to freak out on an acoustic guitar, this song, I suppose, does it really. You know? Blessed is the sat upon, spat upon, ratted on. Oh, oh, oh. What? Why have you forsaken me? I've got nowhere to go. I've walked around Soho for the last night or so. Ah, oh, but it doesn't matter. Oh, no, 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 no. Land and the kingdom. Blessed is the man whose soul belongs to. Blessed is the meth drinker, pot seller, illusion dweller. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, why? Forsaken me. I've broken a string right at the very, very end, which is a great shame, right? The only thing I do is tell you the rest of that. Because it's a good song lyrically as well. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? My words trickle down from a wound that I have no intention to heal. And the last verse goes, blessed are your stained glass windows, pane glass. Blessed is your church service, it makes me nervous. Blessed is the cheap hooker, penny rooker, groovy looker. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? And then the last line, I have tended my own garden much, much too long. That's it. Thanks a lot.